Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We're here Monday morning at Canalside with the manager, Lee Grant. Lee, thank you for taking the time. We know you've got a training session to take very shortly.
No problem.
Let's start with the last game. A really important, really convincing away win at Mansfield.
Yeah.
Have your thoughts changed since the weekend at all?
No. I thought we were really, really good. And the first half performance in particular will stand out for most people who got to see the game in terms of the level of aggression that we went into it with, and the intensity that we showed from the outset. Of course, you know, you always have to withstand some pressure or some moments. The group stood up to that really well in the opening parts of the game and found their stride really quickly, and you know, showed some real good expression and freedom in some of their attacking play, whilst balancing that with really good defensive work as well, which led to many of the moments that we created in the first half. So that was a real joy to watch, and obviously nice for those to get the rewards from with the goals in the first half as well. Second half never is going to be as easy. You always know you're going to have to contend with, you know, a more aggressive opposition and a change in shape perhaps. And as they did towards the end, loaded the top line with lots of bodies and big physical bodies as well, so made it tough. But in terms of maturity as well at the end of the game, I really enjoyed that. I think we, you know, several occasions I can remember Kamasha and one or two others in the corner really working hard to manage the clock and the game. So lots to like about the performance, and that's firmly in the rear view now with an eye on what's coming.
With that aggression and intensity that you speak of comes fatigue with a heavy pitch, with the rain, with so many games to come as well over this period. First question, did everyone come through it okay? And second question, how much do you need to or have to rotate with so many games coming?
Yeah, well, we're still so early on after the game that we probably have one or two to still assess when it comes to that. Yes, the game was a challenge physically, of course. Every game is in this division. So we do have to be mindful. And we are just really out of the woods in terms of what's been one of the most challenging periods. I'm sure any club will suffer this year in terms of availability and injury. So we have to be mindful. We always have to be considerate about how much we overextend or extend people during games, in training. And of course, with a schedule packed as tightly as what we have right now, key decisions to be made on people's readiness to go again. So lots to think about, lots of water to go under the bridge still, and still a little bit of time, thankfully, for one or two bodies to recover. So we'll see how we are heading into Tuesday.
Perfect. We obviously welcome back Anthony Evans for the first time in this game, which is a huge moment for him personally, but the team as a whole, given how important he could be for us potentially. Alfie May's suspension is now finished. We're in a world now which didn't seem imaginable 4 weeks ago, where you're leaving some really capable senior players out of your matchday squad.
Yeah, and I think I said it after the game, whilst for any individual not, you know, in that matchday squad, that's a real tough one to swallow. For us as a collective, for this football club, it's somewhat vital that we're able to make important decisions on who we have, you know, in the squad, and actually just having everybody available. We are now getting much closer to having more and more of our senior players, and, you know, most of our senior players available to us. And again, that's important for us to be able to then, you know, look around to the bench and have good quality to come on. And look, we've had the group have been working exceptionally hard in the last month, 6 weeks, whilst we've been threadbare almost, to maintain the level of intensity and work and quality. So again, nice now that the group's able to support itself a bit more, in a bit more of a balanced fashion.
It's a really good insight, thank you. The last thing I just wanted to ask you is obviously about tomorrow night with Luton Town away. It's a big journey to make on a Tuesday evening. They'll, I'm sure, have no shortage of desire to bounce back after their weekend result. How do you see that as a test?
Yeah, look, I mean, I've probably gone full circle when it comes to thinking whether or not that result is a positive for us that they've had against Barnsley, or whether that's a negative. And the reality is, I'm neutral on it. I'm certain that they would have rather not, you know, to have conceded the goals the way they have and have lost the game. But I'm also certain that it will provide some motivation for them going into their next fixture. So I'm neutral on that. And for us, we know the test and challenge that they'll provide. Exceptional players for the level, a well-coached team, a tough away ground to go to, no doubt. But having said all that, we have to really look at the confidence and energy and aggression that we've shown over the past few weeks, and look to maintain and sustain that level, because that's really important for us. So we have to take confidence in that and belief that we can go anywhere and show our best side. And I think that's a really important message for the group, because they've had great rewards for heading into games with that sort of intensity and intent. So we want that to continue. And I think, as I said, going there with that bravery and courage that we've shown recently will certainly leave us in a good position.
Best of luck for tomorrow night. Thank you for taking the time. We're back in a moment with Rudinho Bulka. Welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We're still at Canalside, but we're now joined by defender Rudinho Bulka. Rads, thank you for joining us. Your first time on the show this season.
Yes,
first few games for the club this season as well since returning from injury. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels really good. I mean, somebody just said to me, it feels like the start of your season, and actually feels like that. I mean, I think the season started for me three weeks ago. So it was my first game for Huddersfield. Of course, I've played some games for Suriname before, but playing for your club is always different in that sense, because you're always here. So, yeah, it's good to be back.
How was it having that time where you couldn't play? I imagine that was really frustrating.
Yeah, it was. In the beginning, when the coach tells you, yeah, you're not going to be involved a lot, of course you're angry. Of course you think you should be in the team, but at the end, you always try to do the best, and I knew where I was coming from, injured all the time. So I also knew that I just had to have a run where I'm fit and not injured all the time. So I just kept going, and just outside with my girlfriend, like, she was trying to help me. Bojan, Ruben, Cass, like, they all tried to help me with things. I think Bojan was in the same situation as me in the beginning, so we could always talk to each other, and that helped a lot, I think. So if you're not good outside of the pitch, I think it will translate to inside the pitch. So I feel like those things really helped me.
We've seen you when you've come back as well. You're playing with so much confidence. You look, you know, happy in yourself and happy with how you're performing. That must be really nice to hit the ground running.
Yeah, I think it's also because I have not much to lose, really. I mean, I was already in the situation where I wasn't playing a lot. So, yeah, if you come from there, there's not really much to lose anyway. So I feel like it's just having fun and try to help the team where I can. So, yeah, that's it.
How does the body feel? Because sometimes when players have had injuries and big injuries and little things cropping up here and there, a little bit of confidence can go, a little bit of fear can creep in. Are you happy with how you feel? Are you confident with your body?
Yeah, I think I still have a way to go. I feel like if we have 2-3 games in 1 week, I mean, it's still a bit much for me since I haven't played a lot of games. But it's starting to get there, and, you know, in the beginning, like, when you're not playing, you start to question, okay, is it still there? You know, all the injuries, is it catching up on me? But over time, you always know that when you start playing for a longer time, that will come back to you. And I'm still not 100% there yet. I feel like there's some moments where, you know, I need to be sharper, but I feel like that's gonna come with more game time and staying healthy and stuff. Yeah.
You say that, but you've just been away with Suriname. You've flown back for over 24 hours, straight into the starting team against Mansfield away in terrible conditions, 90 minutes, carrying the ball up the pitch. You don't look like you're holding yourself back.
Well, it's I mean, maybe I can do more than I think. That's maybe for sure. But how it feels is always a bit more tired. And of course, if I can't do it, I won't do it. So if I can't play 90, I would have told them I need to be subbed off. But it actually felt better than I expected. It's just the recovery after. You always need to be careful of and how long it's going to take. But no, of course, the travel was long, but I'm happy I could help the team and play 90. Sure.
Obviously, away from town as well, you're a playoff away from possibly going to the World Cup as well. That must be a really important thing to you.
Yeah, it's still a bit fresh. I hope to be sitting here and say I'm going to the World Cup. I think we were that close. But yeah, that last game was a bit of a bummer for us. But exactly what you're saying, it's still a playoffs. And right now it's still far away, but by that time we're going to see if we're going to make it, but of course it's a big goal of mine. It would be a dream to play in a World Cup for sure.
Last couple of bits is, I just want to talk about happiness with you, because obviously there's happiness from you, but from the supporters to see you back and the level of performances, how they've re-embraced you and been happy to see you, that must be a nice thing for you.
Yeah, for sure. I know it's not been easy for them as well. I mean, since I've come in, I've been injured, so I feel like that they are still welcoming me is a nice thing to see. Hopefully I can repay that by staying fit and also perform well for the team and help the team.
And then the second point of the happiness is your teammates. We had to delay this starting by about 2 minutes because they wouldn't leave you alone because they wanted to watch you doing it. That must be nice that they're so happy for you and they're so behind you as well.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we travel from Leeds to Huddersfield now in a group with Owen, Bojan and Ruben. And yeah, it actually helps if you have each other's back. So, I mean, I'm very happy with them and hopefully... I think you've seen they're also happy with me. I don't think they can go without me, but I don't think they'll tell you that.
So is this travelling in every day as a group then, every day together?
Yeah, almost every day. But yeah, since, you also need to look on the gas. Huh?
Is there anyone who's the best driver, who's the worst driver? If it's Bojan today, you're worried about getting in the car?
Bojan is for sure the worst driver. he doesn't even have a car, so he's always driving with me. So I'm his driver, but he drove my car once, and I'm never going to do that ever again. So, Bojan is definitely the worst. But, maybe he improved because in the Netherlands he drove a little bit. Okay. So I don't know. But, Ruben is a good driver. Owen is a bit all over the place. I think I'm good in... second, maybe first, but I won't put myself first.
Ruben's a dad now, so he has to.
Yeah, he has to be.
Last thing I wanted to ask you, Rodinho, is Luton away tomorrow, a big game. They've obviously had a disappointing result the weekend. We've had a really good one. That probably just means they want to bounce back as much as they ever have done.
Yeah, I mean, I think the result they had on Saturday is not really going to affect them in this game. I mean, they are in a similar situation as us, being one of the favorites to go up in the beginning with a lot of pressure on them and not really performing as good as they hoped they would and the fans hoped they would. I think for us it's quite similar. We're in a similar point. So I feel like they have the same goal as we have, and let's get back to where we hoped we would be in the beginning. And it's going to be a good game, but I have all the faith in us that we'll get it over the line.
Best of luck, Rodinho, for tomorrow night. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
No problem.